Organs from people who are HIV infected can now be transplanted into others who also have the virus. An initiative spearheaded by Doris Segev and colleagues at Johns Hopkins has made possible. Segev says the payoff is potentially huge.
HIV is actually one of the more common causes of kidney disease today. And so there are actually thousands of patients with HIV who have kidney failure who could potentially become transplant recipients.
Previously, perfectly transplantable organs from people who were HIV positive were simply not used. And that, Segev says, was a big waste of resources.
When we were writing the HOPE Act, we have estimated that there are probably about 300 to 500 viable donors every year that are discarded because they are HIV positive. So we would expect on the order of 1,000 or more organs to be available for transplantation.
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.